Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 55. Perek 54 was the beginning of the Haftorah for Parshas Noach and the beginning of the Haftorah for Parshas Re'eh. The first five psukim of this Perek conclude both Haftoros. The second part of the Perek is the beginning of a different Haftorah that is read on minor fast days. At the end of Perek 54, Hashem describes the Jewish people as poor and in turmoil because how others have treated her in Galus. Hashem tells the people that although they may think that money and power would make them happy, this is not the case. Only the Torah and living righteous lives will make a person happy. Jews in Galus should make sure that they are well educated about all aspects of Torah and then apply the Torah to their lives. They should work to be honest and calm, as that is the path to true happiness more than wealth and power. The other nations are only temporary, while the Jewish people are forever. We will continue to explain the first five psukim of this perek according to the commentary of Rabbi Dr. Mendel Hirsch, the eldest son of Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch. The first five psukim of the perek address how can a person be happy and free of fear. The answer lies not in possessions or power, but in living life according to the dictates laid down by the Torah. In Pasuk 1, the Torah is compared to water, milk, and wine. Torah, like water and milk, is nourishing and supports life. Torah is also like wine, which provides excitement and interest to life. For the Torah to elevate a person's life, the person must approach Torah and life with a fear and love of Hashem. When a person has these two qualities, even if the person is poor and has challenges, the hard times become a source of strength. If one looks at many Jewish Torah homes, the family may be poor, yet there is serenity, calm, and love in those walls. This piece shows that the Torah is what makes life happy, not the money a person has. The Torah not only brings the poor contentment, but it also helps the rich. Without the guidance of the Torah, even the rich will remain unfulfilled and unhappy and will constantly be seeking happiness and new excitement. Pasuk 2. Lama sishkulu chesef b'lo lechem, v'giyachem b'lo l'sav'a. Why do you weigh out money for that which is not bread? You spend money on trivialities, and for that which you have worked that doesn't satisfy you. People will try to fill a void in an unmeaningful life with stuff and new experiences. They will use their wealth to catch that elusive joy, hoping that one more luxury will make the difference. But they will still feel upset like something is missing. When Shimu Shamoa Elai V'Ichlu Tov, you really listen to me by following the Torah, only then will you feel that what you eat is good. When a rich person follows the laws of the Torah, v'tisanag b'deshe nafshachem, your soul will feel delight in the abundance. Pleasure in life comes from a life following the Torah, not from luxuries. Yeshayahu provides guidance to every Jew, whether he is rich or poor. Pasuk 3, Shimu usuchi nafshachem. Listen to Hashem, so that your soul shall truly live. The guidance of the Torah transforms a day-to-day existence into a vibrant, impactful life. Other people will start to notice how both the poor and the rich living by Torah law are joyful. These Jews will serve as an example for all humanity of what is possible for a person to achieve in this world. When the Jewish people serve as role models for the world, v'chursa lachem bris olam, Hashem will make an everlasting covenant with them. The Jews who live according to the Torah will partake in the promises made to David HaMelech, Chazdei David HaNe'emanim, the loving mercies promised and faithfully kept to David. David HaMelech has been a role model for all the nations of the world. He is an Eid Le'umim, a witness for the nations. He taught the world through his Tehillim how to live a life with Hashem at its center. David HaMelech gave the world the Sefer Tehillim, but he was also Nagid U'mitzaveh L'umim, a prince, which in this case means an example, and a bringer of responsibilities to the people. The life of David had so many challenges, and yet, through it all, David HaMelech acted with justice and righteousness. His life serves as an example of how people, in general, should act. He always tried to do the next right thing in whatever circumstances he found himself in. He did not just believe in Hashem intellectually, he demonstrated that belief in practice. Just like David HaMelech served as an example for the nations, how to serve Hashem throughout all the challenges of life, the Jewish people will serve the same role while they are in Galus. They do not serve in this role by preaching or through public displays of devotion to Hashem. They become role models by living moral lives, focusing on doing what Hashem wants in all areas. People will notice when they act with integrity and kindness at work and in the home. Pasuk 5, V'goy lo yida'ucha elecha yerutzu. A nation that does not know you will run to you. The other nations will not be attracted to the Jews because they are rich and powerful, but Leman Hashem Elokecha v'lekdosh Yisrael ki fe'arach. Because of Hashem your God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The other nations will rush to come learn how to serve Hashem, to become more moral and to be more blessed like the Jewish people are. This morality and spirituality that the Jewish people possess is the glory of the Jewish people. The next part of the parak and the beginning of parak 56 is the Haftorah that is read on minor fast days, such as Shavuos HaBetamos or Tzom Gedalia. We will be using the commentary of the Tzen Arena on the Haftorahs to explain this parak. The Tzen Arena was originally published in Yiddish and was one of the most important Sfarim in every Jewish home in Europe from the early 17th century until the Holocaust, with an impressive 260 printings. Most assume that the Tzen Arena was a storybook full of fiery midrashim and fantastic mashalim. In fact, the Tzen Arena taught the Parsha primarily using the commentary of Rabbeinu Bachai and Rashi, and the Haftoros using the commentaries of Rashi and Radak. The Chavetz Chaim pointed out that one of the reasons for the necessity for the Beis Yaakov movement was the decline in mothers studying the Tzen Arena on Shabbos, which impacted what they could impart to their daughters. An academic translation of the Tzen Arena has recently been published on Sfaria. This edition includes footnotes that trace the sources of the Tzen Arena's commentary. I will be using the Hebrew translation of a different edition of the Tzen Arena, which differs somewhat from the version found on Sfaria. This Haftorah addresses how the Jewish people should do tshuva. It begins, Pasuk 6, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo karuhu bioso karav. Seek Hashem when he can be found, call to him when he is close. This pasuk seems to imply that there are times when Hashem is close and times when he is not close. In the past few prakim, we have learned how much Hashem loves the Jewish people at all times. This seems to contradict the idea that Hashem varies on how close he is to the Jewish people. Hashem's closeness is a description of how Hashem is judging a person at that moment. Hashem is a process when deciding someone's future. Hashem judges people and then seals the judgment to be carried out. After the decree has been decided, Hashem is farther away, meaning it will take more to rescind that decision. This pasuk is telling us that a person should call to Hashem before the decree is finalized, as it is then that Hashem can be found to have the decree annulled. While we read this Haftorah on all minor fast days, Chazal interprets this pasuk to specifically refer to the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. When Hashem is close, the decree from Rosh Hashanah has not been sealed and Hashem is awaiting our teshuvah. Yeshayahu explains how one goes about doing teshuvah. Pasuk 7, Yazov Rasha Darko, the wicked man should forsake his way. It would seem like this phrase should be the primary thing that a person needs to do teshuvah, to not do evil things. But the pasuk connects the actions with the next phrase, V'ish Aven Machshavosav, man should give up his wicked thoughts. This is teaching us that the root of evil action lies in a person's thoughts. When a person wants to act corruptly and denies Hashem, it leads to action. Having the wrong perspective leads to problematic behaviors. When a person changes his deeds and thoughts, he will return to Hashem through tshuva, mirachamehu, and Hashem will have mercy on him. Ki yarba l'sloach, Hashem wants to forgive a person from all his sins. Pasuk 8, Ki lo machshavosai machshavosechem v'lo darchechem darachai. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. What Hashem considers good and what Rishatim consider good is vastly different. People must change their thinking to conform with Hashem's thinking in order to do teshuvah. Just as the sky is higher than the earth, Pasuk 9, Kein gafhu drachai midrachechem u'machshosai mimachshoseichem. So are my ways so much higher than your ways, and my thoughts are more elevated than your thoughts. Hashem's thinking is far more elevated than that of man, which is why we must work to have our beliefs mirror Hashem. people focus on how to maximize their pleasure in this world. How can a person get away with doing something that he knows Hashem doesn't want him to do? What does Hashem think about? His thoughts are how to benefit people and reconnect with them. The Medrash adds that Hashem's sense of justice is also different. If someone confesses guilt for a sin to a court, then that guilty party gets punished. The punishment may be somewhat less severe, but admitting guilt does not take away all the repercussions. There may still be a fine or jail. Not so with Hashem. When a person says, "I have sinned," Hashem wipes away all of the sins and makes it into as if he has done a mitzvah. Hashem wants to give to people and to accept their tshuva. We can see Hashem's generosity when we look at nature. Pasuk 10. Ki kasher yered hageshem vashelag min hashamayim. When rain and snow come down from the heaven, they don't just fill the rivers. The rain and snow water the ground and makes the wheat and trees grow so that people can have bread and fruit. V'nasan zera lazorea v'lechem la'ochel. It gives seeds to the sower, to the one who plants the seeds, and bread to the one who eats. The rain from heaven provides blessing on the earth. The goodness of Hashem finds multiple ways to benefit humanity. This is the same as a spiritual influence from heaven. Hashem sends down his words to the Nevi'im. These words are meant to help people grow. The only difference between rain and nevuah is that unlike grass and trees, man has free will whether to accept the guidance of Hashem to grow. Hashem sends down his guidance, but man must accept it to access all the brachos, blessings of Hashem. When a person listens to Hashem in his Nevi'im, the Geula can come. Pasuk 12. Ki v'simcha seitzeyu uv'shalom tuvalun. In rejoicing you shall go out and in peace be brought to your land. Heharim v'agva'os yiftzachu lifneichem rina. The mountains and the hills will open before you with song. The mountains will grow beautiful fruits and the people on the mountains will sing and rejoice over Hashem's gifts. The comparison between man and nature continues. Pasuk 13. Tachat hana'atzutz yale v'rosh. Instead of a thorn, a carob tree that provides nutrients will rise up. V'sachas hasirpad yale hadas. Instead of a briar, a beautiful smelling myrtle will come up. These trees represent the change in the Jewish people. Before, they were evil people, and in their place, there will now be tzaddikim, the righteous. The Rasha'im will be entirely lost from the land. This parak had two sections. The first section discussed how the essence of true happiness and freedom from fear is not found in material wealth or power, but in living a life aligned with the Torah's teachings. The Torah can transform the life of the rich or poor and teaches man how to use his life to grow. The serene and loving atmosphere of the Jewish home of both the rich and poor serves as a model for the world. Just as David HaMelech was a role model, the Jewish people living according to the ideals of the Torah inspires nations to come close to Hashem. The second section of the Perek is the first part of the well-known Haftorah, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo. Yeshayahu encourages people to seek Hashem before a decree has been sealed. True Teshuvah includes changing one's thoughts to be aligned with what Hashem wants, which leads to changing actions, which leads to divine mercy and forgiveness. What man and Hashem think are not similar, and man must conform himself to what Hashem is asking, as Hashem is a source of forgiveness. Hashem wants to bestow blessings on earth, just like rain produces so many benefits. Listening to the messages of Nevi'im will have many benefits and will result in the Geula. There is an interesting lesson in this parak in both sections. Yeshayahu tells us that the nations are inspired by the Jewish home. They see the results and are impressed. What they are admiring is the outcome of a deep commitment to Torah values. In the second half of the parak, we see that Hashem warns us to make sure our thoughts conform to His and that true tshuva requires both abandoning poor behavior and changing one's thoughts. What this is teaching is that beliefs and thoughts do make a difference. The Sefer HaChinuch has famously said that how a person acts influences how they think. What this parak is emphasizing is that mitzvos are more than just actions. They must be grounded in an awareness of Hashem as King. When our actions are done from a place of fear and love of Hashem, they can transform our lives. When our actions are based on our own sense of right and wrong, they can easily become corrupted and lead to poor outcomes. In our times, this message is especially important to remind ourselves that Hashem is the objective standard of what is good and bad, and by following His Torah, we can make our lives joyful and meaningful. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilei Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.